This is VOA News via remote. I'm Laurel Bowman. In the early hours of Thursday morning, the U.S. Congress confirmed Joe Biden's presidential victory by Electoral College vote. He will be inaugurated in 13 days on January 20th, taking the oath of office and officially becoming the President of the United States. But it was a long day and night to get here. On Wednesday, incumbent President Donald Trump stirred up protesters at a rally near the White House before his followers rushed the Capitol in a bid to overturn Biden's win. One woman died by gunshot wound in the ensuing chaos. "This is not dissent," Biden said in a speech as events unfolded. "It's disorder. It's chaos. It borders on sedition and must end now." President Trump has since issued a statement that he disagrees with the outcome of the election, but that there will be an orderly transition of power. And Wednesday, meantime, was the deadliest day of the coronavirus pandemic that Americans have experienced so far, with more than 3,900 deaths and 255,000 new cases of the virus reported. Meantime, the Democrats of Joe Biden's party head toward victory in the U.S. Senate. The Associated Press declared Democrat John Ossoff the projected winner by defeating the incumbent Republican senator in his runoff race in the southern state of Georgia. He joins the Reverend Raphael Warnock, who was declared the winner of his Senate race, also in Georgia, defeating a second incumbent Republican Wednesday, again giving their Democratic Party control of the U.S. Senate. The Democrats already control the House of Representatives, but by a narrower margin than 2 years ago. These victories give Democrats full control of Congress, ensuring that President-elect Joe Biden and his Democratic lawmakers can more easily enact their legislation as he takes office this month.